Now,
the rest of the story. It was the autumn of the year of 1626 when a politician in the city of Amsterdam wrote the following letter to the Legislative Assembly of the Netherlands. Quote, High and mighty lords, here arrived yesterday the ship, which on the 23rd September sailed from New Netherland. They report that our people are of good cheer and live peaceably. Their wives have also borne children there. They have bought the island of Manhattes, M-A-N-H-A-T-T-E-S, from the savages for the value of 60 guilders, end quote. And that is the earliest known document relating to the local history of Manhattan Island. It also refers to something which one day would be called history's greatest real estate deal, the purchase of the island itself for what amounted to $24 worth of beads and trinkets. But now, wait a minute. That much you learned in grammar school. Now you're going to learn the rest of the story. It was only after the English swiped Manhattan from the Dutch that it came to be known as New York. Prior to then, it was known as New Amsterdam, the governmental seat of the Dutch colony of New Netherland. Peter Minuit was the original director general of the colony. He made all of the laws. He acted as judge in all legal matters. His authority was unquestionable. It was he acting on behalf of the Dutch West India Company who personally purchased Manhattan from the Canarsie Indians on May 6 of 1626. Now, to put things in perspective, the island is 13.5 miles long, 2.5 miles wide at its widest, approximately 22 square miles of land. And Minuit acquired it at about $1 a square mile. Historians are fond of citing, for the sake of comparison, a real estate transaction which occurred some 3 centuries later, 1 square foot at the corner of Nassau and Wall Street for $622.29. Don't try it on your pocket calculator. It won't even compute the rate of appreciation. There's not enough room for the figures. More than 391 billion, with a B, billion percent. Well, if not fair, Peter Minuit's purchase from the Indians was legal. There was, indeed, an ornate document to seal the deal at the time. In the years since, that transaction has been listed among the shames of the white man. It has been called the Great Manhattan Swindle. Of course, the early European colonists very rarely reimbursed the Indians at all for the lands which they settled. Nonetheless, could $24 seriously be considered reimbursement for such an enormous piece of property? Well, this was the white man's real problem. He never gave the red man enough credit. For the purchasing power of the dollar in 1626 was such that in modern equivalent, Peter Minuit actually paid many thousands of dollars for Manhattan. But one thing more. Peter purchased the island from the Canarsie Indians. The Canarsies didn't live there. The Canarsies were only visiting. Paul Harvey, what are you saying? I'm saying that the Canarsie Indians sold something they never owned in the first place. And after they ripped off the world's smartest real estate dealer, they got in their canoes and returned home to Brooklyn. And now you know the rest of the story.